Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and dig a little bit deeper into it and do my best to bring out the most important points and share those with you. I share my successes, my failures, and hope that you can learn something from my experience and improve your life. Today's episode is called Self-Confidence. Are you a confident person? Do you have faith in yourself? Are you comfortable with who you are? Today, I want to talk about how we often will self-sabotage ourselves, not because we don't have the skills or the capacity to do something, but because we let self-doubt creep in and stop us from sharing our gifts and talents. To have self-confidence is to trust in one's own abilities and judgment. It is the foundation of success and happiness. Seneca. Self-confidence is an essential quality that helps us lead a successful and fulfilling life. It is the foundation of personal growth, and it's what enables us to face challenges and pursue our goals with determination and resilience. Unfortunately, many people struggle with low self-confidence and feel insecure about their abilities and worth, and this can hold them back from reaching their potential and living a fulfilling life. I think many of us, and I include myself in this group, sometimes feel like we have a lot to give to the world, but we're often afraid to step up and share our gifts. And to be honest, I think the world can use a lot more of our talents and abilities. When we let fear get the better of us, we are really missing out on contributing to the world in a positive way. An example of one of the areas where I really struggle is in creating this podcast. Each week, I sit down and write and share my thoughts about Stoicism and living a good life. And the thing is that I really struggle with living these principles myself. There are times when I feel like I'm an imposter because I don't live up to the standards that I have set for myself. Most of the topics that I share on this podcast each week come directly from the things that I'm struggling with in my own life. I keep doing it because it's always a time for me to reflect on the things that I'm struggling with and hopefully help inspire others to keep pushing through. So there are several strategies and principles in Stoicism that can help us gain confidence in ourselves and overcome these insecurities. And here are a few ideas to consider. First off is that we focus on what we can control. So one of the central tenets of Stoicism is the idea that we should only concern ourselves with the things that are within our control and let go of things that are outside of our control. By focusing on what we can control, such as our own thoughts, attitudes, and actions, we can gain a sense of agency and empowerment that can boost our confidence. When we are able to let go of the things that we can't control, we're able to use our energy towards things where we actually have an impact and let go of the things where we have no impact. Another key principle of Stoicism that goes hand in hand with control is that of acceptance, or the idea that we should embrace whatever comes our way, whether it is good or bad. Now, this doesn't mean that we just simply resign ourselves to our circumstances, but rather that we learn to accept them and make the most of them. The act of acceptance is really just acknowledging and accepting reality. The more we are able to just accept things as they are and not wish for them to be something different, the better we can develop a sense of inner peace and resilience that can help us feel more confident and self-assured. The only thing we have control over is our own thoughts and actions. When we focus on improving ourselves and living according to our values, we gain confidence and inner peace. Zeno of Citium. Another practice that is helpful is mindfulness. By focusing on the present moment and accepting things as they are, we can reduce anxiety and cultivate a sense of peace and inner strength. This can help us approach our challenges with a clear mind and the confidence that we can handle whatever comes our way. When we practice mindfulness and being present, we are also not worrying about the future or ruminating on the past. Remember, mindfulness is not zoning out, but it's being as present as you can in your body, and it's about noticing how your body feels and the sensations of being alive in this very moment. Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can do. John Wooden. I think the biggest killer of self-confidence is its polar opposite, self-doubt. And oftentimes we simply fail to do something because we let that self-doubt creep in. We let that internal voice, our ego, that wants to keep us safe and avoid failure, knock us off our path. And this is really one of the saddest things because we often truly have the skills to accomplish our goals. But because there is a risk of failure, our ego is trying to protect us. If we don't try, then we can't fail. And the thing is, we're going to fail a lot. And we're probably going to fail more times than we succeed. And in our culture, failure is often seen as one of the worst things that you can do. A good example of this is I know a systems engineer who worked for Nike a number of years ago. And he was tasked with fixing a server that managed their sales systems at their company stores. And one time he made a mistake and misconfigured the server, and their sales system was down for a few hours. Unfortunately, they were fired from that job. And rather than looking at this as a chance to learn where their systems had some weak points, the management decided that it was more important to punish the person who caused the system failure. This was an opportunity to learn something, but it was squandered because they wanted somewhere to place the blame more than they wanted to find the weak points in their system. So one of the best ways that we can learn to accept and even appreciate failure is by developing mental discipline. And mental discipline is the ability to control our thoughts and by extension our emotions. By practicing techniques such as mindfulness and learning to look at things through multiple perspectives, we can become more aware of negative thought patterns and emotional states that can hold us back and instead cultivate a much more positive and confident mindset. Be confident in your own abilities. Believe in yourself and others will believe in you too. Marcus Aurelius. The last point that I want to talk about is one of the most difficult things for many people, myself included. Far too often we let the opinions of others dissuade us from stepping up and being the person that we want to be and doing the things that we want to do. We stop ourselves from being our authentic and true selves because we're afraid that others may not like us or even reject us. And this is not an irrational fear. I mean, early in human history, if you were cast out of your tribe, it could mean your death because of lack of food, shelter, and protection. But the thing is even though it can feel like it's the end of the world, in our modern society, you can always find somewhere to fit in and find people that like you for you. But more than anything, if someone doesn't like you for who you are and when you're being authentically you, then they are not your people. They are not your tribe. Your worthiness as a human and as a person doesn't come from what others think of you. It doesn't come from your success or your failures. It is simply there because you are a human being on this planet. So don't let what others say or think of you influence about what you think of you. Aristotle said, "Self-confidence is not something that can be given to you. It must be earned through hard work and determination." We're not always confident when we start a task or a project. But the most important thing is that you start it anyway, knowing that you will gain the confidence along the way. It may take a while to be good at something, but the first step is to have confidence that you will get better with each step. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.